Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have back in the studio with us Jane Paul, Parent Education Coordinator with the Early On Family and Child Center here in Lanark County. Jane, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having us here again.
We enjoyed our first talk so much and very much looking forward to covering a different topic today. What are we looking at?
Well, I sort of thought we would talk about some parenting tips, just how parents can engage with children in a way that is a positive thing and maintains that relationship of parent and child. So the parents still have some authority, but the children are definitely respected, and we model for them, you know, how to talk to other people by the way we talk to them. So
that's a great point there, because they obviously their first teachers are us. And
absolutely.
And we've heard many times that parents are the biggest influence on children.
They are. I mean, you know, we have even our parenting programs, you know, they go for a couple of hours in an evening, but parents, no matter how long they're with their children, are the biggest influence. They're their first teachers, and they're, you know, children do what parents model. So
excellent. Well, why don't you get us started here, and where do you want to begin?
Well, we used to do a program called How to Talk So Children Listen and Listen So Children Talk. And actually, you can still find that book and probably DVDs in the libraries, and they're well worth checking out. They are a little bit dated in the DVD part, so we've taken that information and put it into a lot of our other programs. And of course, we give credit to How to Talk. It's a book by Faber and Maslisch, and it really is sort of my guru in the parenting world. It talks about different things that we do when we talk to others. So, spoiler alert, all of this is parenting because that's what I do for a living. But as you well know, it's really about communication. It's about clear and respectful communication. So if you're not, if you don't have children that you're working with or dealing with these days, you can use this with anybody. You can use this with coworkers, with radio talk show hosts.
Hey.
You can do it, you know, with your spouse or anything. Really, it talks about starting off by acknowledging feelings, about meeting people where they're at. And that's a really important thing, especially with kids, because if they come to you and you deny how they're feeling, if a little one says, oh, I hate the baby when a new baby comes home, and we say, you don't hate that baby, you love that baby, they'll spend the next 2 hours proving they hate this baby.
Yeah.
Or if we can acknowledge those feelings and say, oh, you're not feeling very loving towards the baby today, then they'll go, yeah, and then they can move on and you can help them deal with those feelings.
And I guess it's doing it in a respectful way too, so you don't come across as sarcastic or condescending.
Absolutely, absolutely. Parents still maintain authority in the relationship, but we are literally teaching them. Kids are always learning. We are always teaching. So when we talk to them respectfully and when we take a moment just to slow down and listen to what they're actually saying and acknowledge their feelings, we're teaching them to do that with others as well. So that's what we're going to get back in our old age when they're taking care of us too. So there's some payoff on many levels here.
And as you said, like we can, even if you don't have a child, you can certainly take some of these skills and apply them to your everyday life.
Absolutely. So the other thing we want to do first, so we're going to jump in and we're going to acknowledge their feelings. And feelings have no morality. They're not right or wrong. They just are. So we can accept those. And then we limit the behaviors that come with those. So if you are angry or upset, it's okay to be angry or upset, but you don't get to, you know, hit your sibling and you don't get to throw things against the wall. So we accept the feelings, but we limit the behaviors that are there. So that sort of takes us to the next part. We want to encourage their cooperation in doing, you know, what is appropriate behavior. So we can do that in a lot of ways. We start off by describing what the problem is. So we acknowledge their feelings. Oh, you're pretty upset. Then we describe what's going on. When you're upset, you hit your brother, and mm-hmm. that's not okay. So we're going to talk about what we do instead. Now, with little kids, we just model for, oh, we don't hit. Hitting hurts. When we're upset, this is what we do. And therein comes a challenge, because each child is unique and each family atmosphere is unique. So you have to figure out what is okay to get those big feelings out.
That was going to be my next question, too. So what do you tell them? Because every, and as you say, every child is different. So you really really have to work with the individual, don't you?
We do. And we tell parents that they're a parental detective, that they have to be the detective to figure out in their family the clues as to what works for their children and their children's temperament and the atmosphere of their home.
What could it be?
So in our home, we were a bit of a sports family. So when you were upset, it's okay to use that physical part of your body and use your loud voice and say, I'm upset, I'm mad, I don't like that. So those are for kids that are older and verbal.
Yeah.
We also could go downstairs and kick a soccer ball against the wall, because sometimes that anger comes with a lot of physical energy that needs to get out.
Especially at that age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about that in another week here. We're going to talk about the stress response of the body. A lot of information to put into 15 minutes today.
Yeah, for sure.
But another child may choose to go and find the dog or cat and sit down and pet them, or may choose to remove themselves to the living room couch and read a book or play with their Lego. Whatever it is that kind of settles them and self-soothes them, and we can help too with a calm voice and a calm attitude and that loving, caring, you know, part of us that goes along with raising kids as well.
Fantastic.
So we're going to acknowledge those feelings. We're going to encourage, you know, we're going to encourage their cooperation. We can describe what's going on and tell them, model what to do. So the modeling what to do is our clear expectation of what we want them to do. And sometimes we're not great as parents, you know, to tell them what to do. We're really good at telling them what not to do. Don't touch that. Don't hit. Don't kick. You know, don't tip the chair back. But we don't tell them what it is they're supposed to do. So if you're sitting next to, a buddy of yours, and you give them a little punch in the shoulder, and I say, don't hit. What I've put in the front of your brain to understand and think about is hitting.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we focus on, we get more of. I think we talked a little bit about that last time. So if I say to you, don't hit, I'm still talking about hitting. So that's in the forefront of your brain, and I get more hitting. If I say, hey, be gentle with your friend, what I've now put in the front of your brain is being gentle. So I'll get more of that. It's like if I say to you, think of an elephant. You're not thinking of a zebra, you're thinking of an elephant.
I am.
So when we tell kids what to do, hey, be gentle. If you're angry, use your big words and say no. And we model that for them, then that's what's in the front of their brain. They don't have to try 14 other things before they figure out what to do.
Very interesting.
So those clear expectations, you know, help them figure it out faster, and then it's right there in the front of their brain to work on.
It's all very logical, too,
isn't it? It makes sense when you kind of look at the science behind it.
Yeah.
And so easy to say when we're sitting here together. Absolutely. Across the table. A lot harder to do when our emotions are running a little bit higher.
And it's got to be something that has evolved over time, because obviously parenting techniques change over the years and through the generations.
Right.
And it's really sort of like this grand collaborative effort that takes us to where we are now in some of the methods that you're talking about.
Right. We tend to think of parenting sort of as a pendulum, right? And it swings way to one end where, you know, we're very hard-lined and my way or the highway. Then it swings way over to the other end and it's kind of very permissive and we have to check in with everything and only do, you know, what the child wants. We need to find that sort of middle ground in the middle. And so over the years, hopefully that's where we're at now. But we deal with, you know, respect in there. And again, we're always teaching, they're always learning.
Excellent. So I know you have more that you'd like to get to here as well, so please.
Okay, so just looking at one of the ways that we engage cooperation there, like I said, we can describe what we see in there. We can also give some information. So We have kids that come through, and we're lucky to have a swimming pool at our place. Wet towels are everywhere in the summertime. There are wet towels on beds. There are wet towels in the middle of the living room. If I come in and just yell at everybody, it doesn't seem to get the job done. But if I give them some information, hey guys, wet towels get moldy and smell, and they won't be very nice to use next time you swim. For an older child, they're going to make that connection that says, oh, I need to pick up that wet towel and hang it up. For the younger children, and with the early on center, we deal mostly from 0 to 6. We need to add those clear expectations again. Hey, guys, there are wet towels on the floor. They need to be hung up on the clothesline. And so when it's that clear, the kids will then come and pick it up. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it's just because they, you know, they didn't even think of it. Sort of wasn't in their ballpark. So again, we put it in the front of their mind with that clear expectation and say, come and pick it up. So that's kind of giving information. If you have teens, you know, the information may be, hey, when you leave the lights on, when you park the car, the battery dies and it won't start in the morning. And sometimes it's just that simple, cluing them in to why we do things. And of course, if it's a conversation you have every morning, then we don't go into that long explanation. We just say it with a word. Hey, guys, the towels.
Yeah.
And I would still probably follow it up with, on the clothesline.
I've right? lived this scenario that you're talking about right now. And yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. So again, saying it with a word, if they don't comply and they're still not compliant, then we can describe how we feel. I am getting very angry at seeing the towels on the floor. They need to be hung up on the clothesline. Do it now, please.
Yeah.
So that we can add in our feelings in there. And if you want to get really creative, I know when our kids were younger, we had a hard time with toothbrush time. So we wrote a note from their toothbrush that said, hey guys, I'm feeling lost and lonely. Please use me, your toothbrush. And we just put it up over the toothbrushes. Everybody got a laugh out of it, and it helped for about a week or so.
Oh, that's
true. Trying to get those new patterns in. So those are just some tips.
So how do you go about delivering these tips, which are, I think are vitally important, to parents in our area? Obviously, you do a lot more than just come and speak with us once a month.
No, but this is fun, I must admit.
Yeah.
So tonight we have the first of our positive discipline workshop, and it's a 5-week workshop coming up at Arkland. So we have workshops in the evening. You can find them all on our website at crowlanark.com.
Okay.
We have Tips for Twos coming up in December. And all of our facilitators, and I go around to playgroups in the morning as well, are more than happy to talk about these things. And we model them during our playgroups as well, in the mornings and in the afternoons. Just, you know, pick a facilitator, pick their brain for some information, and watch what they're doing, because you'll see them modeling all these things all morning long.
And that makes it so much easier to transition it to home, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Makes a lot of sense. And yeah, so I want to thank you again for coming in here today. If people did want to get more information, the best way that they can do it is to go onto your website, right?
They can go onto our website and contact us through there. They can go on Facebook and check out our Facebook pages. So mine is Crow Parent Education. You'll find Lanark County Early On as well on there. And each playgroup has their Facebook page as well. Or you can give us a call at the office at 613-283-0095. Go to zero for reception. And Jennifer, our great receptionist, will we'll help you out and direct you in the right way. If I can do one quick shout out.
Absolutely.
A young friend of mine heard that parents get down to talk to children. They need to be down at their eye level. So scrunch down and look at them in the eye and make sure we're listening. So she'll know who she is. But just a shout out to a good young mind in our community who's helping out kids.
And a great tip. Absolutely. Great tip for sure. Jane, I love these conversations that we have, and I'm very much looking forward to our next one in about a month from now. Thank you so much for coming
in. Okay, I look forward to coming back. Thanks for having us.
Our guest today on In Focus, Jane Paul, Parent Education Coordinator with the Early On Family and Child Center in Lanark County. Tomorrow, the OPP's Lori Labinovich and Acting Detachment Commander Karuna Pidiaki join us to talk about upcoming events that the force has in the community, including Coffee with a Cop. That's tomorrow from 1 till 3. In Focus, of course, will be after the news at noon. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.